George Washington was born into a world where slavery was an accepted part of life. When his father died in 1743, Washington, at the age of 11, inherited 10 slaves. When the nation's first president died in 1799, more than 300 slaves lived on his Mount Vernon estate. This year, those slave quarters, first opened to the public in 1962, went through an extensive archaeological analysis and restoration. The renovated quarters are two one-story wings added to the Mount Vernon greenhouse shortly after Washington became president. Each one is divided into two small workrooms and two sleeping areas, one for men and another for women. Most of Washington's married slaves did not live in the same household as their spouses. Each room had a fireplace and was accessed by a single doorway.
We have a lot of archaeological materials that we've excavated from the slave quarter site. And from that, we know the kinds of things that they were actually, you know, using, the ceramics that they were eating from, and the food remains. I found lots of animal bones, so we know that they were eating lots and lots of wild animals, that they were augmenting the rations that they were getting from the Washingtons.
Archaeologist Dennis Pogue says documents written by George Washington, his family and white employees, and other plantation owners provided information about the quarters and the slaves who lived there.
Of course, you know, their conditions were awful. I mean, you know, we have some descriptions of what these quarters looked like, and they describe them as huts, and they say that they're more miserable than, you know, than anything that you can imagine. You know, we don't want to, you know, whitewash this part of the story. These folks were owned by other people. They had no rights of their own, and they were doing hard work.
The actual restoration of the site took almost 10 months. In addition to restoring the living quarters, clothing, tools, furniture, cookware, toys, and personal accessories used by the slaves were reproduced. These items help bring to life the living conditions and experiences of the maids, cooks, servants, skilled craftsmen, and laborers who worked on the five farms that made up the Mount Vernon property.
It's a culmination of over 20 years of research, so it's wonderful to see this, you know, brought to the public's attention.
A number of descendants of George Washington's slaves attended the opening celebration for the restored quarters. Among them was Ruhul Amin Quander, a senior administrative judge in the District of Columbia and founder of the Quander Historical Society.
Suki Bay was an 18th century Quander ancestor who lived at the River Farm. She had several children, Nancy Carter Quander and Rose, Nancy's sister. Both were Suki Bay's daughters. Nancy was a spinner, and she lived up into the 1850s. We have records of her working around and landscaping right here at Mount Vernon, and other Quander family ancestors worked here. And we have a long history of involuntary and presumably compensated servitude.
Last summer, the Quanders celebrated their 85th family reunion at Mount Vernon. Quander says renovating the slave quarters is a significant gesture of recognition for the hundreds of enslaved African Americans, men and women, who lived there.
For many years, their names are forgotten and the roles that they played were forgotten, yet the man they worked for, George Washington, glorified. We want to give these men and women their just due, because they are the ones who toiled from sunup to sundown, 6 and 7 days a week, who made it possible for him to go off to do many, many great things that have benefited all of us.
Do you think he still do
that? So what did you guys think of the slave quarters? Did it look like Mount Vernon?
It was cool.
Yeah, it was really nice.
The chance to see what life was like for slaves by visiting the renovated slave quarters is a great opportunity for teachers like Beth Kayer.
How about the clothes that were hanging in there? Were they like Martha Washington's dress you saw?
No.
She's brought her fifth grade students on a field trip to Mount Vernon as part of their history class.
We've done a big unit about colonial America, and we did a four-day lesson about slavery. And so it was a real eye-opener to a lot of the kids, the conditions that they lived in here. Of course, some of the children have ancestors that, that came over that way. But it was a real eye-opener to see the contrast in lifestyles, and it just, I think it's made a real impression on them.
That's one of the goals behind restoring these buildings, to give visitors a better understanding of the nature and harshness of slavery. The point was not lost on Gloria Alice Holmes, another of Suki Bay's descendants, who came to Mount Vernon for the dedication ceremony.
It's raining today, and I'd like to say that, in my opinion, the rain, that's the tears of the slaves saying, thank you for not forgetting us.
Mount Vernon officials expect over 1 million visitors to tour the restored slave quarters next year. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.